are listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
This is CBS News on the Hour. Media presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in Cape Town, South Africa. Here in Africa, more than 1,300 people are dead after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake hit Morocco. Rescue teams are searching through huge piles of rubble. Hundreds were also injured, many critically. CBS's Remy Innocencio reports.
Rescue efforts will be difficult and will take time. The quake's epicenter was in a rural region near the Atlas Mountains, where power has been cut and internet disrupted. In the cities of Marrakesh and Casablanca on the coast, people, shocked, silent, and sleeping in the open, process the night's devastation. Many with nowhere to go and with a number of dead expected to rise.
For more on what it's like there in the region, we turn to the BBC's Richard Hamilton.
One of the problems is that high up in the Atlas Mountains, they're still snow-capped, so when the sun goes down, it gets incredibly cold very, very quickly. There are a few houses that are still standing, but people are afraid of going back into those ones in case they collapse again.
There is a new member of the group of 20, the African Union. The addition was announced at the G20 summit in New Delhi, India. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby spoke to CBS News about President Biden's focus at the summit.
Countries throughout Africa, Latin America, and elsewhere that have absolutely felt the impact of Putin's war, food insecurity, energy insecurity, rising prices and inflation. Now, there are other factors that have contributed to that, but there's absolutely no question that the war in Ukraine is a factor. And that's one of the reasons why the president wants to focus so much of his energy today on economic cooperation.
The president also announced a new rail and shipping corridor from India to the Middle East.
Together, as part of this corridor, we're going to invest in a new rail line that will extend from the western port in Angola to the DRC, to Zambia, and ultimately the Indian Ocean.
High heat is straining the power grid in Texas. CBS Dallas meteorologist Brittany Rainey.
We still have that heat advisory for our counties south of I-20. It's still going to feel up to 104 to 105 degrees in those areas.
Also in Dallas, six people were taken to the hospital after an accident involving 24 vehicles on Interstate 30. All lanes on the eastbound side of the highway were shut down for several hours, but are now back open. New York City's annual Labor Day parade was held earlier today. This year, thousands of union members supported striking actors and writers. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Dow. Most older adults are not prepared to respond quickly in the event of natural disasters like wildfires or flash floods that can strike with little notice. Mike Mohn reports now on steps Wisconsin seniors can take.
Fewer than one in three adults age 50 and older have created an emergency plan for wildfires, flooding, tornadoes, summer heat domes, or winter bomb cyclones. The findings were issued by AARP and the University of Chicago. Tom Camber with AARP says the first step is to ensure having access to vital information.
Getting signed up for alerts, as we all saw with the recent fires in Hawaii, just a few minutes was the difference in life and death.
Camber recommends having a phone charger for your car, making sure emergency contacts are listed in your smartphone, and creating copies of important documents that you can access online. AARP offers a template for creating an emergency plan and links to resources. And Wisconsin Emergency Management has a list of preparedness tips for seniors on its website. Those in assisted living facilities and their family members should talk with administrators about their emergency and evacuation plans. Camber says it's critical to discuss your needs with a trusted support network before a disaster occurs.
But it also sets up questions around, for example, who's going to be your in-case-of-emergency contact in your phone? If you do have to relocate in an emergency, is there somebody who you've already identified where you can go and stay?
It's also important to have 3 days' supply of food and water and 3 weeks' supply of prescription medicines on hand and ready to go. Older adults are frequently more socially isolated, so Camber says it's especially important for neighbors to look out for each other during a crisis. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition, the Happier Happy Hour. Rolling into it, Dom, with a fine guest who's joined me here in the Mad Radio Studios, Solidarity Realty Studios. She is Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard, a fine Dem, a friend of the Devil's. Welcome back, Melissa. It's been good. Far too long.
It's been a while, and certainly the first time in this studio. It's amazing.
It is a new studio. I can hear the party going on State Street right now. Melissa, we're going to get out amongst the people more often. It's been a busy year for us, a busy year for you, I'm sure. Before we jump into some of the sidelights, let's talk about the legislative agenda happening right now at the Capitol. The Republicans, are they solving any problems today, Melissa? My understanding is they've got some childcare propositions that are different than the governor and the Democratic propositions.
So I would not say that the Republicans are solving problems for the ordinary people of the great state of Wisconsin. I think, frankly, they are making problems for us. As you pointed out, the governor has called for a special session here in the state of Wisconsin to address our workforce crisis, a big part of it being access to childcare. And the Republicans are doing nothing about it. They want to lower the age of childcare teachers and increase the number of kids in a classroom. I don't know about you, but it was hard enough for me to drop my kids off at childcare. This isn't going to solve the problem in the state of Wisconsin. It's not going to keep centers open, and it's not going to help families believe that this is the right place for their kids.
Melissa, what is the Republican proposition? Not that I'm asking you to advocate for it, but what is their proposition? Where do you think they're missing the mark?
Well, Governor Evers has proposed extending and investing in the Child Care Counts program, which is proven. We know that that kept child care facilities open, that it supported the workforce behind the workforce, our child care providers. It supported families and business owners in Wisconsin. It works. Why not continue going down the path of something that is proven to work? Instead, the Republicans have put out confetti bills that will increase the number of kids that are in a classroom, that will lower the age of the child care providers. These are not solutions to the child care crisis in the state of Wisconsin. They're not going to keep doors open for centers. And we have heard from child care providers and from families that this is terrifying, the Republican proposals. And they want us to move forward with the Child Care Counts program. The governor called for the special session. And I just wish that I could say that my Republican colleagues have learned a lesson after time and time again of gaveling in and gaveling out within record seconds. I'm not sure that this is going to be taken any differently, but clearly Governor Evers and Democrats are working for Wisconsin and wanting to ensure that our families and businesses have what it needs to be successful and that we're taking care of our kiddos, right? Like, we all care about one another's kids here in Wisconsin.
Well, I hate to worry about the feelings of our governor, but this is intended disrespect when they fail to take up his special sessions and they believe, perhaps they believe in these same issues. Certainly their constituents believe there has to be some sort of childcare remedy. Whether or not they offer viable solutions, that's a different thing. But the failure to use the governor's special session, this is just meant to disrespect Governor Evers, is it not?
Well, we know that, you know, even to the point that it's engraved on the ceiling of the governor's conference room, the will of the people should be the law of the land. People in Wisconsin want us to take care of our kids. They want women to have reproductive freedoms. They want us to legalize weed, for God's sakes. They want water to not have PFAS. They want us to protect our schools. They want us to all be safe from gun violence. That's Wisconsin's values. Those aren't Democratic values or Republican values. Those are Wisconsin values. And the majority party here in the state of Wisconsin, at least the folks that hold the majority of the seats in the Capitol, I don't call them the majority party. They're out of touch.
Well, Melissa, they do have a gerrymandered legislative control, especially over the Senate side. In fact, they've got a two-thirds supermajority, despite the fact they get less than 50% of the overall votes here in the state of Wisconsin, that gives them the power, air quotes, to consider impeachment. And they are starting to flex their muscle. Our understanding, Republicans in caucus today, taking up consideration of whether or not to impeach a Supreme Court justice who has yet to rule on a single case. But if she doesn't recuse herself, well, they're going to strip her. And of course, conservatives have shown their hypocrisy on this. Bradley didn't vote for the recusal rules, but she bemoans the fact her colleague won't recuse. Well, none of them recused. We remember Prosser. We remember the history here. So where do you think we stand on this impeachment? And do you think it will be taken up? Will we have a Senate trial of Janet Protasiewicz?
Well, you know, I'm here to tell you that my Republican colleagues are not coming into my office and letting me know what their plans are. That's probably not a big news flash for y'all.
Maybe if you offered them a spot of cow, Melissa.
Or a trip down to South Beloit. But if the Republicans...
We know the way.
But if the Republicans in the state legislature decide to impeach Justice Protasiewicz before she's even ruled on any sort of case... it's an affront to democracy, not just in Wisconsin, but across the nation. And we will see people rile up and stand up and demand accountability. It will, again, take another chip out of the block of the Republican Party. Their base will continue to walk away from them. Justice Protasiewicz simply stated the facts when she was running for office, facts that have been quoted by Republicans and Democrats, facts that have been quoted by people who hate politicians. The numbers and the science behind it, Wisconsin is a gerrymandered state. And gerrymandering to the point that it is affecting the Republicans' ability to push policy through the Capitol building at the expense of what the people of Wisconsin want. Even issues that the majority of Republicans want us to take action on are not moving forward simply because Democrats and Governor Evers raise their hands in agreement with them. That's not democracy. And it is absolutely terrifying and I think an affront to what our nation was built on, that Robin Voss is leading this charge against Janet Protasiewicz like a two-year-old having a temper tantrum because they can't have ice cream for dinner. This is not okay. And I
want two scoops, Bob.
It's the wrong flavor, right? I wanted the blue ice cream, not the white ice cream. You know, we need to stand up and, you know, it's time for the people of Wisconsin to make sure the phones are ringing in the Capitol and letting the elected officials know that they are our bosses, because that's the way it stands. The good people of the state of Wisconsin are the bosses of the elected officials and they need to hold us accountable. It's time to hold us accountable.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. That is Melissa Agar. She is the Wisconsin State Senate Minority Leader and a friend of ours. Melissa, thanks for coming around. Great to see you again. We talked about it earlier. Got a text also. Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party, announced they're going to put about $1 million in. They're going to combine forces with some other groups to spend about $4 million, you know, educating Wisconsin on the malfeasance of the Republicans. Number one, what do you think about, you know, that effort by the Democratic Party? And number two, if this goes down as it seemingly might, do we shut it down? What is the proper reaction when there is an affront upon democracy again by Republicans, this time not January 6th, but here in Wisconsin? What do we do? Literally, what is the practical activities that we need to engage in if that goes down?
Yeah, so, you know, we are seeing the fact that the Republicans in Wisconsin, led by Robin Voss, are once again trying to change the rules of the state of Wisconsin because they don't like the rules and they're not serving them anymore. And, you know, ultimately, at the end of the day, the good people of the state of Wisconsin are the folks that need to be in charge. I think that what Ben is doing with the Democratic Party, raising alarms, educating people on what's happening. No one twisted the arms of over a million voters in Republican districts to vote for Justice Protasiewicz in this race. This was a decision that was between individuals and themselves and their ballot boxes. And the fact that Speaker Voss is so terrified of the people of Wisconsin having their voices heard, he wants to change the rules so that elections don't matter anymore. And frankly, here in Wisconsin, we're not going to stand for that. And people across the nation are watching.
Melissa, the issue of reproductive rights, obviously, it was a big part of why so many came out to the polling places in April, and probably part of the reason Protasiewicz won by 11 points. But the dynamic hasn't changed. Abortion is still illegal. We haven't seen any rulings from the courts yet that might be coming down the pike. I'm sure Robin Voss and the Republicans would like to exclude Protasiewicz from that ruling as well. But let me ask you, there has been talk of some sort of legislative compromise. Republicans seemingly just electorally need to blunt this issue. I mean, while women have no rights, they're angry. They vote in force. They're not going to vote Republican. They see them as the agents of this bad policy. Do you see any compromise on this issue, any legislative solution? I mean, I've heard perhaps exceptions for rape or incest, but Evers doesn't think that goes nearly far enough, correct?
There is no compromise. My body, my choice. And I will stand with women and reproductive bodies in the state of Wisconsin until they have the ability to make their own personal health care decisions. These decisions should involve no one other than the individual and their doctor if they choose to consult their doctor through that process. And the legislature has no business being involved in that. It is a continued chipping away at personal autonomy in the state of Wisconsin. And if people don't think that after reproductive freedoms being attacked, that people aren't going to be attacked for others, situations in their lives, they're sorely wrong. We've already seen bills being introduced that will directly impact trans people in the state of Wisconsin. We are a state that, frankly, does not accept this, and people are running away from the Republican Party because they are no longer the party of liberty and freedom. They are the party of infringement, and putting their thumb down on each of us to be able to make the decisions for ourselves is not a place for government. And frankly, when I say these words, I wonder, this sounds like the Republican Party of decades ago, but, you know, Democrats stand for individual liberties and freedoms and government getting out of the way.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. Our fine guest, State Senator Melissa Agard. She is the minority leader of Fine Dem. She'll stick around. I hope you do as well.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org. Yeah.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Auto Glass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Auto Glass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Auto Glass Now today for full details.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Wisconsin State Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard sticking around for another segment. Thank you, Melissa. Appreciate you doing so. You know, I was reflecting on one of the first times we met. I think you must have been recently elected. We just started doing a radio show, and you were the first one, Melissa, of the people we asked to ever answer the question properly. Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. And now we fast forward to now. We look around Michigan, Illinois, Minnesota, hell, even Iowa, you can get some medicinal weed. Melissa, where do we stand now? And what do you think the hangup is?
Well, we know in Wisconsin that the most dangerous thing about weed is that it is illegal, and we are certainly an island of prohibition. With Minnesota right next door becoming the 23rd state in the nation for responsible adult usage policy, we know now that the majority of the people in our nation now have access to legal weed. People in Wisconsin live within over 50% of them live within 70 minutes of a legal dispensary. And as soon as Minnesota starts opening up their dispensaries, that time is going to go down because that's a pretty long border. And we have a super successful illicit industry market here in the state of Wisconsin as well. So, you know, what is the hang up? That was your question. It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. And here's another example that we've already talked about, a number of them, whether it's child care access or allowing our Supreme Court justices to do the work that they were elected to do with mandated margins or abortion access. Republicans in Wisconsin are completely out of touch when it comes to cannabis legalization.
But who's behind that? Sorry to interrupt, Senator. Mm-hmm. Is it the Tavern League, the pharmaceutical industry? Do we see some lobbying interest? I mean, this cannot possibly be of their own volition. Half these guys probably smoke weed.
Well, many of them, I imagine, do use cannabis in one way or another. But in the same way that in Wisconsin, people want us to expand badger care, and we're not doing that. In the same way that people want us to protect our land, air, and water, and we're not doing that. I'm not confident that it is a specific boogeyman other than it's the Republican Party of Wisconsin and their out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats. And folks, people in Wisconsin are waking up to this. They're sick of it. And we have a super exciting election in 2024 where we have an opportunity to change direction. And we know that over 50% of even self-identified Republicans in Wisconsin support legal weed. So We're going to get it done. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when and what the details are. And we have Republicans in the Capitol building talking about cannabis policy. But folks, this is the Devil's Advocate radio show. The devil is in the details with all policymaking. Y'all know that. So don't get too excited about what you see without looking at the details.
Could the federal government lead on this issue if they reschedule cannabis? Would that have any impact, do you think, on the Republican caucus and their perception? Because right now it's classified like it's a narcotic, like it's no upside, no possible use, medicinally or otherwise. And that, of course, we know is not true.
Yeah. So the federal government, under President Biden's direction, is looking at rescheduling cannabis from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. And we saw some pretty exciting news last week that looks like we are moving in the right direction for that. Being if they were... would reschedule at the federal level to Schedule 3, research and development could happen on cannabis. And there would also be less taxing in legal states as well. Now, we would still have the tension because the federal government cannot legalize cannabis through the administration. It needs to go through congressional action. And Congress is continuing to stand in the way. We have too many old white men ruling our state and our nation. I think ultimately that is the reason why we don't have legal weed.
Melissa, you're a parent. I'm a parent. Dom's a parent. We joked, or at least I teased a little, always a good feeling getting the kids out to school one last time. That first day of school is a great feeling. Well, let's talk about marijuana policy. Being the devil's advocate for just a moment, Melissa, what do you tell your own kids in regards to marijuana use and your attitudes towards their use, if I may ask?
Absolutely. So the bill that I have drafted that I've been a champion for over 10 years has an age restriction of 21. I know that our kids' bodies and brains are still developing until they're in their mid-20s. And it's important for all of our kids to get good sleep and eat healthy food and get good exercise and put their screens down. And I feel the same way when it comes to access to cannabis. In states that have legalized cannabis, we've actually seen no increase, and in some states, a slight decrease in youth usage, because you can actually have educated conversations with your kids and talk to them about the effects of cannabis on their bodies. In the same way that probably we don't want our young children swearing or drinking wine or smoking a cigar, we don't want them smoking cannabis.
Well, they got different rules at Dom's house.
Melissa Agard, Wisconsin Senate Minority Leader. So obviously you said we have an election coming up next year. Where do you think we have an opportunity? Pare down on that. What are you talking about? What opportunities do you think we can take advantage of?
Yeah, well, you know, a big part of it is the fact that the road to the White House is going to be right through the state of Wisconsin. It has been for many presidential election cycles. And people need to be paying attention to whether or not they want someone who's actually standing up for the working class, our unions and our families and our kids' future, or if they want to be voting for a party that's throwing temper tantrums and looking for self-preservation and destruction. We know that the re-election of Tammy Baldwin is important and the potential of creating more balance in the state legislature if we can get those new maps, if the Republicans stop trying to rig the system and throw temper tantrums because they're not getting their way. Quite frankly, I believe that we have a very good chance to have 33 senators and 99 assembly members up for re-election next fall, which would create a more fair and less rigged system for all of us.
I like that idea. Melissa Agard, the minority leader currently here at the state Senate, that could change with new maps. Melissa, thank you so much for coming around.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Some time for your phone calls right now. Dial them up. 844-967-2789.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Supply routes have been impacted after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake hit Morocco Friday night. More than 1,300 people were killed. The BBC's Richard Hamilton.
There's a massive landslide that has blocked one of the main roads south from Marrakesh towards the mountains. But helicopters are now trying to get supplies in.
President Biden is at the Group of 20 summit in New Delhi, India. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby
looks forward to the opportunity to remind members of the G20 and, frankly, the world, the deleterious effect on global economy situations around the world by the war in Ukraine.
Former President Donald Trump attended the Iowa State football game in Ames, also stopping by a fraternity house where he flipped burgers and signed Trump footballs.
Gasoline's going up, your heating's going up, everything. We're going to bring it all the way down where I had it.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripescast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Kripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Well, I wonder what it's like to be the rainmaker.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Airing the grievances, joined by a guest soon, we hope, Ben Wickler, Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman. I don't think Ben would stand us up. He must be momentarily detained. So we'll see if the Rainmaker can join us soon. Ben, if you're struggling with the StreamYard, call us 844-967-2789. Dom, so we, of course, have the threatened at this point, it's just a threat, impeachment of Protasiewicz. Oh, and Ben is ready to join us, so let's not delay. the eagerly anticipated guest, chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. We'd like to thank Fred of the Devil's Advocates. He answered today. He's Ben Wickler. Welcome to the greatest radio show ever. Some say, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
I hope I qualify as a friend of the Devil's Advocates. I'm certainly a fan. It's good to see both of you. I am so mad right now, you guys. This is unbelievable what they're threatening here. The fact of the threat alone is so extreme and so unacceptable. It is putting a gun to the head of a state Supreme Court justice and saying, don't do your job or we will pull the political trigger. And just by itself, it's already undermining our system of government. If they go through with it, it is a shockwave to anyone in office that you could be impeached simply on the basis of disagreeing with the people in power. And that is not how our system is supposed to work.
Now, Ben, you're the Democratic Party chair, but this seems more like a small D democracy kind of an issue, less than a Democratic Party issue per se.
100%. I mean, when Robin Voss first started talking about this, I was like, I hope the whole state responds in unequivocal terms that this is unacceptable. I hope the Republican legislators say that this is unacceptable and this thing gets shut down. But he kept talking about it. And we started getting word. We saw right-wing talk radio hosts posting that they were actually trying to round up the votes. So at some point, I think it's on all of us. And as a Democratic Party chair, I'm speaking up, you know, almost as much as or more as a citizen than as a party leader. I think everyone who's speaking up at this moment, we're defending the Constitution because the Constitution does not envision this. This is an abuse, an unconstitutional abuse of power. Our Constitution says impeachment is for crimes, misdemeanors, corrupt conduct in office, and that's it. And she hasn't heard a single case. She's done nothing wrong. Everything she's been done since the moment she was sworn in a month and a week ago has been by the books. So what are they doing? It is a power move, and it's got a backfire on them, so they never even think about doing something like this again.
Ben Wickler, Democratic Party chair, great state of Wisconsin. Ben, we suspect in some of the reporting we've seen and some of the strategizing I've heard on right-wing talk radio is effectively they don't need to impeach her. But the simple act of moving, and it would only take a simple majority in the assembly, and they could give cover fire to any unwilling to vote Republicans in the assembly because they'd have votes to burn on the assembly side. But this simple action of moving forward with the impeachment, well, this could be a delayed tactic forever, Ben, because the Republicans and the Senate never have to vote on this. They never have to bring closure. They never have to put a bad vote on the record, even, Ben. All they have to do is basically sideline her by moving through the assembly. Is that the strategy, perhaps, sir?
So there's an article on Vox.com today that is currently the number two article on the entire website. And the headline is "The Republican Party's Plan to Rule the State of Wisconsin Forever Explained." And it just explains exactly what you just said. They have noticed that there's a little loophole in the Constitution. It's clearly not what the framers of our Constitution intended, but it doesn't say how fast or require a specific time frame for a Senate trial to convict someone who's been impeached by the state assembly. And so Republicans, I think, believe that they've found a loophole that could allow them to cruise right through, to vote to impeach Janet Protasiewicz. They could have 14 Republicans could vote against impeachment, and they'd still have a majority because they're gerrymander. And then she's suspended, cannot rule, cannot do anything in office. And then the Senate sits on its hands. Now, that is their theory, but there's a couple big problems with it. The first one is try testing that out in court, you guys. Right. The idea, like in other states, when there have been impeachments, courts have already ruled on things like, oh, you're not allowing the person you're impeaching to call witnesses. Well, that's a violation of their due process rights. There's a whole bunch of law about this in impeachment all over the country. If they think that they can just waltz through and suspend someone, overturn an election with a million voters and suspend someone and have that stand up in a court of law, they are really not thinking about this very carefully. The second thing is that the state Senate is going to face massive, massive pressure. And there are enough Republicans in districts that Janet Protasiewicz won then if all those people lose their reelections, Democrats get the majority in the state Senate. So the idea that all those senators are going to sit around and be fine with month after month of constant overwhelming pressure saying, this is not constitutional, you've got to acquit. I mean, good luck with that. I think the Republican Party is kicking, they're playing with fire in a dynamite factory here. This is the most hideously unsmall d democratic thing that you can do to try to nullify the votes of a million voters. And I can tell you from talking to Democrats all across the state, people are furious. People are furious. And every single Republican will be on record for how they vote in the state assembly and then whether they vote in the state Senate. And this is going to be the defining act of their political careers. You can't just overturn someone's vote election. You can't nullify an election and not face consequences. So I mean, as much as this is bad politics for Republicans, I wish with every fiber of my being that this weren't happening, because this is bad for our democracy. They should announce that they've done a review and this doesn't meet the constitutional standard for impeachment, and they should move on, take the L and move on. Because as long as they keep charging forward with this, it gives people the idea, it gives politicians, and I hate to say this, but I could imagine, you know, it gives, regardless of party, it gives politicians this fantasy that if they have a majority, they can impeach people they don't like. And that is not how democracy works.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That's Ben Wickler. He is the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us, Ben. You know, the pushing back on this, it comes in all sorts of ways, right? Call your local legislator, you know, get out, rally, you know, do things, spend money, for example. And I saw that the Democratic Party, Ben, you're going to have a spend on this. You want to get people informed of what's going on. $1 million from the Democratic Party, my understanding, and be matched by with another $3 million from other outside organizations. Ben, what's the timeline and what are you hoping to accomplish by doing so?
All this could be this month. It depends on how long Republicans want to drag this out. I will also say that if they actually move forward with impeachment and then we enter a longer period where the public needs to ensure that Republican state senators actually vote, and then the accountability on this, the assembly people who just voted, this could get vastly bigger. This is the first salvo to make sure that Republicans actually face some consequences and accountability for what they're doing. And I will say, I mean, people clicking and donating online at wisdoms.org, it's through the roof right now. People contacting me and asking how they can help, not just donating, but volunteering. People are knocking on doors in Republican legislative districts night after night after night to tell voters what Republicans are trying to do. They're texting people. They're reaching out on social media. They're making phone calls to voters to tell them Republicans are trying to nullify your vote. Contact your state legislator now. And again, this is early days in something that could get far bigger than this. This is a profound threat to the basic system of government of this country. And treating this as a regular political issue, you know, there's big debates happening right now about important things. Childcare. Republicans don't want to support expanded childcare. Democrats do. A debate over taxes. Republicans want to give another big tax cut for the rich. Governor Evers says, I'll give a tax cut to the middle class, but not the wealthiest people. That stuff is what politics is supposed to be about, where each side does their best to get elected, and then they try to find a compromise and argue about principles about what our policy should be. But this is not part of what politics is supposed to be about. Removing people from office because you disagree with them is beyond the pale. And if the GOP goes forward with this, they're going to find out what happens next.
Ben, not to play Monday morning quarterback, but if Dan Knodel in the special election had not gotten elected, we wouldn't be here. That gave them the supermajority. Jody Habesynikin, his opponent, the Democrat, good candidate, I thought, lost, not by very much, but lost by enough, obviously. What was the support for Jody Habesynikin during that race from the Dem Party? Do you think whatever it was, should there have been more? Should have this been on the horizon? What are your thoughts as we look back now from then to where we are now?
So I'll say three things. First is Democratic Party of Wisconsin, we were able to raise and contribute more than $500,000 to her state Senate special election, which, as far as I know, is more than the state party ever contributed to any candidate for the state legislature before I became chair, in our history. Most of the years they didn't have the current laws. So we did a lot. That said, if I could go back in time and find more resources and send them her way, I absolutely would. She lost. She was in a race that she was supposed to lose in a landslide. That was rigged to be, you know, at least 9-point Republican victory in a 50-50 election year. She lost by 1.7 points. She did much better than even the polls that we had privately before the election suggested were possible. She was a great candidate. She worked her tail off. She had an amazing team. She did everything right. And I wish that I could go back in time and help her to cross the finish line. So one, we did a lot. Two, I wish we'd done more. Three, I don't know, even if she'd won, Robin Voss still might be pulling the stunt because as we've talked about here, like, I don't think he has the votes in the state Senate to convict. This seems more about using the assembly to try to suspend her. And in that scenario, Democrats could have a majority in the state Senate. Well, no, then they would hold the trial and acquit right away. Democrats could have a one seat deficit in the state Senate and Republicans could still pull this trick. Like, this is really, really ugly politics. And we need to make sure that they don't even think about this as an option going forward.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our fine guest, Ben Wickler, Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair. So, Ben, I have been sort of theorizing they may go through with this, that this bad politics is just what the doctor ordered for Robin Voss and his team. So they go to the floor, both the Assembly and the Senate, this Thursday on the 14th of September. Ben, do you expect we're going to know this week, this upcoming week, if this is, quote unquote, a viable action, whether or not Republicans intend to move forward with this?
It could happen fast. I mean, we've seen that. We've seen that with Act 10. We've seen that with the lame duck power grab. They put out their bill with basically 24 hours of notice in terms of business days. Given that they're already in legislative session, they don't have to do notice this time. It's not a special session. They can just put a bill on the floor as a privilege motion and pass it. However, that would be breaking with all precedent in terms of how impeachment is supposed to work. There's supposed to be an investigation. There's supposed to be a trial. They could run into serious legal trouble if they try to pull this without any kind of due process. And, you know, I think the more the public is heard, I think the more that they slow down and start making sure they've dotted their I's and crossed their T's. If you'd asked me a week ago, I would have said, if you asked me on this Tuesday, I would have said, we might expect an impeachment vote this coming Tuesday. Those were the rumors flying around. Now it seems like they're slowing down and realizing this may not be the quick win that they thought, the easy way to solve their political problems. And the more the public speaks up, the slower I think they're going to be. They need to find an off-ramp, and they need to find it fast, and we're going to keep on pushing until they do.
Ben Wickler, Democratic Party Wisconsin chair. We had a friend, a caller yesterday, Lake Forest, Illinois, I believe. People from other states want to know how they can help in this action. Ben, obviously money helps, but how else could people help?
Well, if you go to defendjustice.com, we'll put a link there that out-of-state listeners can click and call Protestate voters in Wisconsin and make sure they know what Republicans are trying to do. These are people in Republican legislative districts. They can call them, let them know, and tell them how they can contact their legislators. So we welcome volunteers from across the country to get the word out to every Wisconsinite who's represented by one of these folks who's thinking about an impeachment. And we're gonna make sure that the public's voice is heard on this thing.
Ben Wickler, Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair, thank you for coming around. You remain a friend of the Devil's Advocates.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right, Ben. Be well. Come back, the rest of you. More Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open. Air your grievances up in here. 844-967-2789.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day, of the week. If you got something to say, air your grievances now. 844-967-2789.
Line them up, because otherwise I'm promoting more sports up around here, man. Can't wait for the big football weekend, dude. I live for this stuff. You know I do. You know, I do that in Hawaiian shirts. I live for this stuff. Yeah. I got my Badger hat on. I got the
Megan PI over here, man.
Buddy, I got the Jordan Love boat strapped up at home. Can't wait to hop in the truck and take her up and throw her on the lake. And of course, listen to my beloved Badgers. I would recommend the flagship stream, WRJN. They're kicking off 6:30 on Saturday night. Little night affair. We got Badger stations all around the state, though. Minneapolis Outmarket, WLAK, 1260 AM. Up in central northern Wisconsin, we've got WFHR, locally grown radio, and Badgers. That's 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. And of course, our Badger flagship in southwestern Wisconsin, WRCE. They got our Badgers over there. That's 1450 AM, 107.7 FM. Really, I'm just testing myself, see if I still know what stations we have. And our flagship, 1400 WRJN. Listen, Racine, Kenosha, and most importantly, all across Milwaukee, not only will we have the Badgers, we're also going to have the Packers. 3:25 kickoff, pregame like 2 hours earlier. Dom, I am so pumped about the kickoff of the NFL season. Man, I never thought we'd have the Packers.
And we have the Packers.
And we do. Across the network.
Fantastic.
The big Q up north, too. 98.3 FM in Park Falls and Minocqua. Anywhere there's a cabin in northern Wisconsin, put on 98.3. You'll probably hear our Packer coverage. And WRCO, we're going to party with the Packer fans on September 28th in Richland Center. If you didn't hear, Dom and Kroot going on the road for a Fall Love Hometown Tour 2023, something like that. And we will be in Richland Center September 28th for a little politics than Packers, a little watch party courtesy of WRCO. They're our Packers affiliate, and WRCE, where they play out the greatest radio show ever. That's us, Tom.
That's us.
Pack GM, football, door to door. But what about that Lindsey Graham and the other named but not indicted people in the state of Georgia, man. Guilty, guilty, guilty. Line up the indictments.
I mean, listen, I rely on DA Willis to make the best decision to get the convictions based on the evidence that she has.
Did she feel like 19 concurrent defendants at trial would be cumbersome?
I don't know that the number was the case. Presumably it's about the evidence. So we'll have to wait and see, but I want to throw this one out there again. 844-967-2789. Washington Post reporting: judge denies Mark Meadows' effort to move Georgia case to the federal court.
That's a big deal for Mark Meadows. That means he's effectively Scroogied, right, Dom? Because he was claiming all of these things were efforts as the chief of staff to the former president.
Right.
You know,
the judge found the actions at the heart of the state's charges against Meadows were taken on behalf of the Trump campaign with the ultimate goal of affecting state election activities and procedures. He added, Meadows himself testified that working for the Trump campaign would be outside the scope of a White House chief of staff. I mean, he said that himself. Let's go a little bit further down here. The ruling will proceed. Meadows' case will proceed in Fulton County Superior Court with no opportunity to make the argument. Let me scroll back here just a moment. Bear with me. Jones, the judge, the judge's decision is also not good news for four other co-defendants who have sought to move their cases to federal court. Jones said during Meadows' August 28 hearing that he expected his ruling to serve as precedent for other cases. While Trump has not sought removal, his lawyers indicated in a Superior Court filing on Thursday he may do so. The decision would appear to bode poorly for him, too, if he chooses to seek removal. And if anybody had a case for removal to the federal court, presumably it was Meadows. The other folks, if Meadows didn't get it, nobody's getting it.
844-967-2789. It's stacking up against the Trump loyalist. They're going to start jumping off the ship like rats, right, Dom?
You would think so.
Mark Meadows was already being accused of being the rat. Catherine from Madison, welcome to the show. You got a grievance?
Hey, Catherine.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for the show today. It was really good. I'm calling in because we're often saying that elections have consequences, but laws and rules have consequences too.
Yes.
And I'm still irritated that Josh Call is not bringing a case against the fake electors. It's like almost 3 years now. And I honestly think that that might be the fact that the here in Wisconsin, those electors are going essentially scot-free right now for an obvious, simple case.
There is a civil trial that is scheduled for next year, Catherine, and I'm not saying that's the same as a criminal trial, but understand, Catherine, let's assume they're guilty of the underlying conspiracy. These false electors that were at the direction of Rudy Giuliani or Troopas or Cheesebro or Eastman, whoever gave them the advice, they took it and showed themselves to be gullible, perhaps criminally complicit, in our opinion. But the attorney general hasn't charged that. So if there's going to be any justice, probably for Wisconsinites, and I feel like these people wronged us, right? But the only justice will come through the civil trials. That will be the exposure, and that will be financial exposure. They're being sued for hundreds of thousands of dollars each, Catherine. And that's not quite the same as a jail cell, but it's going to sting.
Yeah.
It's going to sting.
I know, but I still think it's not enough. I think that they're getting away with this and not even getting charged just makes them feel like they can, you know, try to kick Protasiewicz out, essentially kick her out by making sure she doesn't have any, you know, she can't go forward with being the justice.
Who am I kidding, Catherine? I agreed with you the whole time. I was just looking for a silver lining on a Friday afternoon.
We'll take what we can get, Catherine. Well, I mean, I agree. I'm with you as well. I mean, if this, and we think it is criminal, it's fraud. They knew what they were doing. Hell, the former chair of the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin said this is a terrible idea. It's going to fail. And then he went on to sign for it, Catherine. So no, I'm not. I mean, I think the pressure should still be on Call. Why not? Why aren't you going down this road? Now, maybe he is, and he's not talking about, you know, open investigations, et cetera. But it seems to me that if you do not go after what is seemingly obvious fraud to me, that you do not discourage that behavior from happening again in the future. Thanks for the call, Catherine. Have a great weekend.
Thank you to our fine guests. They included Ben Wickler, chairman of the fine Democratic Party in great state of Wisconsin. Also, Mike Clemens. He is our Packer beat reporter, civic media sports director. Packers by 3 touchdowns. That's my prediction.
I'll take it.
No, don't forget, Maggie Dawn Show is next, and Pizza Box Mike, high school football across many of these stations. Keep it locked. Civic Media, let's go surfing now.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.